If you have a smartphone filled with cat photos, you may be able to help science. That is, if they're photos of feral cats living in D.C. As WAMU's Jacob Fenston tells us, there's a cat census afoot, and researchers want the public to help.
Nobody knows just how many cats there are in D.C., because how would we ever count them? Bill McShay may have the answer. In D.C.'s alleys and streets, he'll be using the same tools he uses to track wild animals.
With cats, we have the advantage that we have with only a few other species, that most of them are individually marked. So I can tell one cat from another just the way I can tell one tiger from another.
McShay is a wildlife ecologist with the Smithsonian Conservation Biology Institute. He says residents will soon be able to use a cat app to easily report outdoor cat sightings. Still, he says, there's no way to count every single cat.
There's too many cats in too many places.
So the D.C. cat count will be an estimate. It's a collaboration between people who are often on opposite sides of the argument about outdoor cats. Conservationists say they're a threat to native birds, while people at animal shelters say there's no humane way to remove them from the environment. Lauren Lipsey with the Humane Rescue Alliance says solid data will shed light on the debate.
We don't want cats to be a detriment to the environment that they're living in.
The 3-year census will cost $1.5 million. Lipsey says it's the most ambitious cat counting project in the nation. For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.